All right, this is Sean Daniels of the Horror Haven and the Fright Channel, here with Ben Templesmith at Boston Comic Con. How are you, sir?
I'm alive. I did drink at the bar last night.
Where were you drinking last night?
The hotel bar.
If you go out for drinks tonight, I highly recommend Sunset Bar and Grill. They have 140 beers on tap. If you like mead, they have a huge selection of mead, and it's well worth it. And I can say I spent many nights there. Most of them I can't remember, but it's a good time. So it's worth checking out. What was your beer of choice last night?
I didn't do beer. I did 5 glasses of champagne, followed by 4 White Russians after eating oysters.
Oh, I don't think I've ever had that combination. So, and Ben Templesmith, the man you might people know from 30 Days a Night, from Fell, Wormwood. You also had some big announcements recently with Digital Comics. If you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, it got announced last weekend that it hasn't come out yet, but I'm just doing a Batman story with B. Claymore. Excellent. For their new online digital push thing. I'm not sure when it's out, but sometime soon, and it will eventually be in print too.
Yeah, I think they're starting that initiative in May with that stuff going on. And then Wormwood, you just finished up a little bit of Wormwood, and you said there's more coming up?
Yeah, I haven't even started it yet, but there will be some more eventually. Earlier on, the publisher solicited some well before I ever had a chance to do it, because I actually took an involuntary break from comics for like 2 years, so I'm just coming back now. And there will be some more Wormwood on the agenda, and a whole lot of new stuff too.
Now, what were you doing in that time that you were gone? Were you working on any other projects or anything, or that you can talk about?
Hang on, what, when I was on break?
Yeah.
It was an involuntary break. If I could have worked, I would. But no, I wasn't doing anything.
And you had said that there's a possibility down the road, more Fell coming up. Somewhere down the line, we definitely will see some more Fell.
Yes, that's a much longer, complicated explanation, but there will be some more eventually. Yeah, I have a script from Warren. I'm going to start working on that, and then hopefully he'll write some more.
So. Now, do you think it'll probably stay at the same Image, or kind of you guys don't have a home for it, or is it...
Fell, I'm pretty sure we'll always stay with Image. Image are the best deal in town when it comes to being a creator doing comics, because you get 100% of the rights, and pretty much the profit, too, so... yeah, it'll always stay with Image. Image are the best publisher for creators to use like that.
So. I think like Vertigo, there's that misconception that it's like a creator-owned, but it's kind of not really. I mean, I think Image, you're right. Image is kind of the best game in town when it comes to that stuff.
Any other publisher, generally speaking, takes a portion, if not a lot of the rights to it. I mean, Vertigo. They've got a very built-in distribution system. They pay you really well to do the books, and they're prestigious, and they cultivate certain kinds of books. But I wouldn't call them creator-owned necessarily.
Right.
I mean, the creators have some control, but like when it comes to other rights, like movies and stuff, Time Warner are going to have the first and last... I don't know. There's terms. But I'm not privy to Vertigo terms. But, you know, like IDW, Dark Horse, all the others, like there's... They still operate very differently from Image. That's why you see a lot of creators now going to Image, because they can control everything themselves. It's great.
And I think with Fell and Casanova, too, was the other book they had coming out that sort of the same thing, where it was a cheaper price, great price point, smaller. It was 16 pages, I think.
Yeah, the same format. It was 16 pages of dense story. I don't think it worked as well for Matt's book, just because he's not Warren Ellis. He is now. He's bigger than Warren Ellis now. But I guess it's done by Marvel now, because he's a big Marvel guy. So I think they give special favorable terms to certain creators that they really want to keep. So that's why I guess some creators are still there.
I think with your book, it lent itself better to the short, you know, one-and-done sort of stuff. I mean, there was a bigger story at play, but it was a one-and-done stuff. And with Casanova, it carried over to stuff. And with your book, you could get in there 16 pages and bang out a story, and it was fantastic. Now, what are you currently working on right now besides the Batman?
I'm actually at the point where I'm deciding what new thing I'm going to do. I'm going to do something brand new that hasn't been done before. No, that sounds weird. Just a brand new story is what I mean. That's original and, hopefully not derivative, but you know what I mean. I won't be doing an existing book. I'll be doing something new. And also more Wormwood eventually. And Fell. So, but yeah, nothing to announce yet.
Now, how so far for the convention's been pretty busy. I mean, it's more packed than this was last year. Has it been pretty good for you guys?
Yeah, it's been really good so far, yeah. Nice.
Now, where can people check out your stuff? Do you have a website they can go to, DeviantArt type thing or anything like that?
No, I have my own website. cool, templesmith.com. I'm on Twitter as at templesmith. I'm everywhere. I infest the internet. So just Google my name, Ben Temple Smith, and you'll find me.
I've actually tweeted you a few times. Like I said earlier, you teased me with a fell script, and I had my heart broken very quickly as you said, yeah, I was just joking. So,
There is a fell script. Yeah, I've got to work on it.
At the time, you were like, oh, I'm working on it right now. And I was like, oh, really? And you're like, no, I'm just kidding.
So, okay. I do like to... Can I swear in this?
Oh, go right ahead.
I do like to fuck with people sometimes, but only in a very nice way. I use lube.
Exactly. Hey, at least use the. Will you buy me dinner if you fuck me that way, basically?
I won't buy you dinner, but you can have my scraps.
Oh, thank you. Or buy me a drink, at least. You gotta buy a drink if you're gonna...
I'll buy you a drink, and I'll put some roofies in it or something.
I like this man already. So, Ben Templeton, thank you very much for talking to us. Appreciate
it. You're welcome, man.